You're listening to the Sandspans Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And today, well, it's a based reaction because, boys, what did we think of Furiosa?
Three of the 15 people on planet Earth that have seen this movie. Because for some reason, and I don't want to point fingers, people aren't seeing it, even though it's easily in the top three movies of the year.
Absolutely.
And it's probably my number one, but I haven't seen June 2. But that made heaps of money, so they don't need me.
No.
Furiosa needs you.
Exactly. I didn't even see June 2, and I love June
2.
I
love
Johnny Dune. But it was like, not for me right now. I'm a bit too busy. But you know what? I carved some goddamn time out of my fucking weekend to go and bloody well see Mad Max Furiosa. No Furiosa, a Mad Max
saga.
I don't
give
a shit,
however
whatever.
They call it. Yeah. Bro, this movie.
It's awesome.
I love Mad Max so much.
Yeah.
Every time anything on the screen that is happening is awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
You watch movies and sometimes you're like, I don't care about this. Yeah. I care about every single thing that happens in Furiosa. It's so good.
Yeah.
It's obviously a different kind of movie to Fury Road.
Yeah.
And for some reason, that freaks a lot of people out.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of complaints where people are like, it's not as quick! But like, it's not a quick story.
No.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Furiosa takes place over, what, 15 to 20 years
or something?
It's 15 years. Mm. Fury Road's a day.
Exactly.
Or is it 2 days? Because I think it goes night.
It starts at night, maybe?
No, it starts at day, chase, he goes in there, then there is a night scene. Maybe it's like 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah. Well, like, you know what? We'll be conservative, we'll say, all right, Furiosa confirmed 15 years.
Yeah.
Fury Road? Maybe a week.
Yeah.
I'd say
honestly, a weekend.
Yeah.
I'll give you a long weekend.
A long weekend.
It's Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
It's cup day. No, I love this movie. Obviously,
God,
so if you don't know, this movie is charting Furiosa's life from the moment she's kidnapped in the Green Place to the exact moment that we see her at the beginning. Well, not the moment we see her, but to basically the beginning of Fury Road.
Oh, we should probably say this. Spoilers for Furiosa. Yeah. Please see this fucking movie and don't be like, I don't need to see it
now.
This podcast fucking spoke out of their asshole about it and said it was good, so I'm not going to go see it.
You know how you see a movie these days and you're left feeling hollow and empty?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You step out of Shazam and you're like, what am I doing with my life?
Yeah.
Am I merely a husk?
If I get hit by a truck walking to my car, exiting the Cinemaplex, maybe fine.
Exactly. You know, maybe for like, say, I don't know, Ant-Man Quantumania, maybe you like exactly the same. You kind of leave being a husk, or you leave being like, what happened?
Yeah. I watch that movie?
Did I watch that movie, or did I fall asleep while remaining awake?
Exactly. Furiosa is going to leave you thinking about shit, dude.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, a movie with an impact,
man. You're going to see it, and at the end of it, you're going to be like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then about 4 days later, you're going to be like,
absolutely. That already was happening to me on the way out.
Yeah.
I saw them and I was like, that's crazy. And then I was pissing, and I was like, whoa. Remember that moment?
Yeah. I don't know if it's... Jackson, you're probably in the same boat as me here, where I liked this so much, I didn't get the thing that some people were having with this, which was like, on first viewing, they were like, that was good, but I don't know. Mm. And then on second viewing, people have been like, oh, no, this fucking rocks, you just gotta settle into it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's because we saw it slightly later, because that didn't hit me at all. I was like, I was fucking locked in.
Pretty much from the moment, I've seen a lot of people say this, from the moment in the chase where one of Dementis's guys gets knocked off his bike and then it's just his two legs dangling out of the sand, I was like, I have bought in. I mean, honestly, from the moment it began, I was like, I've bought in. But that moment really cemented it for me.
To me, the moment where young Furiosa gets kidnapped and then her mom and friend just... systematically take out every one of those bikers. I'm like, I'm in. I'm in.
I've bought in.
The moment you can see Chris Hansen, the beautiful white kind of bullshit little teddy bear
praying to
on
a
his
motorbike.
Background. Oh my god!
A detail I loved. So Chris Hemsworth's character Dementis, he has this white cape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then early in the movie, there's a pivotal moment where he finds a war boy, and the war boy has one of their like their paint
flare guns,
and he blows it up. And then Dementis gets red on his cape on top of the white.
And beard.
But then Dementis gets control of Gastown, mm-hmm. and the cape gets a bit of black on it.
Yeah.
His whole journey.
And he becomes Dark Dementis.
His whole journey is charted on his cape.
Yeah.
That's so fucking cool. Oh, man, what a movie.
Yeah.
So fucking bro.
It almost plays like an Australian fantasy film.
Yeah, I was. It's going to get Game of Thrones, Lord of the Rings vibe.
Yeah.
In a crazy way.
Because there's three kingdoms all sort of at war. There's a lot of politics happening just in the background, which works as...
Yeah. And while this is happening, you have John Howard, the actor, not the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
The actor, just tweaking his own nipple.
Oh, all the time he's tweaking that nipple, dude.
Yeah, it's awesome. But yeah, so there's three towns all in the wasteland. The three, they call them the three something.
Fortresses, I think. Is it fortresses? Is it the first? It's like Gastown, the first wasteland fortress?
Stronghold fortress. Stronghold,
it's maybe? One of those. Anyway, I guess it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You get the gist. So Gastown, the Bullet Farm, and the Citadel.
Yeah.
And they're all, there's a lot of fucking shit going on amongst them. Sometimes in the background, sometimes in the foreground, but you're just focusing on Furiosa, a character who has been betrayed as a child, that her journey goes from being like, I want to go home.
Yeah.
To, I want revenge.
Mm. Yeah.
The movie's divided up into five chapters.
Which I loved. I thought that was so cool. It's such a nice... We gave it, like, that kind of epic quality, you know?
It feels good. It's like Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings, but in the fucking desert and everyone's called fucking...
Smeg Johnson.
Smeg Johnson and Piss Boy.
Yes. Hey, that's a question me and Dusha had.
Yeah. Because we had heard about this guy.
That there's a character in it called the Piss Drinker or Piss Man
or Piss Boy.
Piss Boy. Who was Piss Boy?
Is Piss Boy the one who pours the piss into the radiator?
Potentially.
Or is it one of those characters that's in the movie but they're never said by name? Well,
yeah, of course. Was it one that poured the piss into the radiator, or was it one who caught Furiosa having a piss?
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
But Furiosa wasn't actually pissing.
No, she was putting stuff away.
What was she doing?
Grabbing a bit of...
Potatoes and onions. But I don't know why she was doing it.
No, because she was putting the bike on the...
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
She stowed away later on.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
A lot of them don't... Like, they're not... Yeah, the names are basically in the credits.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And they're
sure.
all good.
Something I loved about it... So the way this and Fury Road came about is that George Miller had apparently basically been writing Fury Road for 15 years. And as part of that, he wrote detailed backstories for all the characters.
Yeah.
Including, and obviously because she was like a co-protagonist of Fury Road, Furiosa got heaps and heaps and heaps of detail, which apparently Charlize Theron used in Fury Road. She read it all and was like, oh, it's tight. This is who I am. And then as part of that, they wrote the screenplay. But I think you can really tell because every single freak in this movie, you're like, I could imagine a whole movie about this character. Like each one.
Give us a Scrotus movie.
Yeah. They're all fully realized.
Scrotus's journey where he wants a little brother.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then he gets a little brother in the end, right?
No.
Well, that's sad.
Yeah.
Well, one brief moment.
Yeah, that's true. One brief moment.
Yeah.
For Rictus Erectus.
Yeah, that's right.
Toe Jam was great.
Toe Jam is the hungry, thirsty
guy. There was a guy called Smeg. Loved it.
Yeah, Smeg. Yeah. Great. He must be famous for his smegma.
Yeah.
It's like Smeg was the one who was like the herald. The herald of Dementis, who was just having the blast.
Oh, yeah. So also, if you see this and you're Australian, you get the bonus thing of every single character in this movie, if they're not a main character, is played by someone that's been in an ad or...
He's one of the umbilical brothers.
Yeah, part of a comedy trip.
Yeah.
Like, the casting of this movie is probably only one step above plumbing the Death Star or baseless speculation.
I'm shocked Hamish and Andy were in this movie.
I love pointing out, being like, oh my God, it's Lockie Hume. Yeah. Oh my God, it's Lockie Hume again.
Double Lockie Hume.
Double Lockie Hume, dude.
Is there any name more Australian?
Lockie Hume. Named after a highway.
Which is where the first Mad Max is set.
That's true. Wow, that rocks. What was your favorite moment? Could you pick a favorite moment from Furiosa?
I don't know if I could.
I love so many moments of this were just so exciting.
I love the raid on the bullet farm. That was really great. I love when everyone's like, I guess it's like Jack, that we mentioned before, but he's like, you know what, Furiosa, you take the bat. He figured something was maybe going on. Loved that. Loved when Dementors, he got control of Gastown, but then when they went back, he's completely fucked it.
He fucked it up so bad.
They hated him so much.
When he goes, tries to raid the Citadel, and they're like, pick a war boy. And Morton Joe doesn't even talk to him.
Oh, dude, I was actually talking about that. That was the moment where, as I was walking out the cinema, I was like, that was awesome. He did the thing that we often make jokes about, where it's your army, and you kill your guy, and they're like, we'll do that to you. Yeah. That's what he did.
Yeah.
He goes, pick a war boy, and then the war boy kills themselves, and it's like, my motherfuckers will die for
anyone
me.
Anyone you Eddie picked would have done that.
And Eddie Dementus is like, oh my god, I have to go.
Yeah.
I really liked the history man as a character.
Yeah.
I was really into, and I liked, because you could see that he wasn't happy with the way Dementus, because Dementus was a warlord and a maniac.
Mm. Yeah.
But he was like, and there's that line really early on where he says to Furiosa, he's like, make yourself valuable.
Yeah.
And that's clearly what he's done. And I loved that our introduction to Dementus is the history man just explaining engines to him.
Yeah.
In a scene that's almost like a religious ceremony.
Yeah, they're praying to a motorbike.
Yeah. It's so cool, man.
The moment where they're like, you know, she Furiosa like, fucking breaks that guy's throat.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So he won't say where you got. And then they like string him up and they just like
draw his hand.
Oh, dude. So awesome.
Cool. The motorcycle where they basically rip a guy in half.
Oh,
five pieces.
That was another thing I really loved about this movie is that you would have characters, because it takes place over such a long period of time.
Yeah.
So like there's a scene where somebody has betrayed Dementus or in some way impugned
it's a
rival warlord. Yeah.
Yeah. So because when the movie starts, Dementus isn't a major player in the scene, I guess.
Yeah,
he's one of the many warlords in the wasteland, basically.
And he wants to step up, and which is what happens when he takes over Gas.
It's kind of like it's like a Genghis Khan, right?
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
He's basically, we got to make a horde.
Yeah.
And then we're going to,
Fighting. Yeah, he's overtaken another, because he's a motorcycle gang.
Mm.
He's overtaken another gang and captured their leader.
Yeah.
And then
he gets all of that leader's gang together, and he's like, let's see who will become part of my gang. You have to fight, and then the leader is strung up by four or five motorbikes, and he's like, you need to fight, then to get on one of the motorbikes to tear him apart.
That scene, just before that, where he's like, we could have been friends.
Yeah,
we could have had a great time together. You'd have joined my band, and you know, we have a place for every single one of you.
Chris Hemsworth just fucking knocked it out of the park in this movie. But I loved that one of the people in the gang is this lady that she gets the shit like beat out of her.
She gets hit in the face with a hammer.
Which gets torn apart. Mm-hmm. Then she gets on a motorbike, and then she just is there. Because it's like,
of course. It's the same with the guy that gets disguised as a war boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He sticks around.
And it's just like, oh yeah, of course. Why would he, you know?
Because that guy was the horn helmet.
Mm.
And I think he's called the Octoboss.
Oh yeah, that makes sense because he's parachute.
Yeah.
And then because there's a bit when they're trying, you know, they take on Gastown.
Yeah.
And then it's just, you know, they kill a couple of his goons?
Yeah, I suppose.
And he's just like, Dementus, you're fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
But then he clearly goes against Dementus.
Yeah.
And then they take him out with the bombing knocker.
I would say that was one of my favorite scenes or sequences, is that fight against the Octoboss's air raiders.
The one where Furiosa the one where Furiosa proves herself.
I just, the visual of the Octoboss's kite plane was so cool.
Yeah.
Like, it was just fucking awesome. Another scene that I loved that I just thought was like kind of beautiful is a really early scene. I think it's when Dementus is going to raid the Citadel.
Yeah.
His first attempt at it, which don't go well.
There's that scene
where they're going around all of the motorbikes are going around this big like outcrop of rock and they're just like a river like on the ground. And it's just such a, it's scary. You're like, that's so many guys.
Oh yeah.
That's a full,
Is that when Anas begun the 40-day war?
Yeah.
And they're like, the water is going in, and then with one main truck at the front or whatever, and they're putting in the water, and everyone's going down it, and then it's like...
No, but that was a cool scene. I think you were pissing during that.
Dude, I love to piss.
Yeah, I had to make sure I did not piss at any point.
I had to piss at one point. It was really disappointing. Yeah. And I knew I had to piss when I went into the cinema, but I was like, maybe I can hold it, and I just... I was an idiot.
Hold it for 2.5 hours.
And I bought a Gatorade to drink, like a lunatic.
You wanted to stay hydrated.
I wanted to stay hydrated, because I knew I could get sweaty and excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But that was great. The whole, like, with Furiosa figuring out what Dementis was doing about the whole, like, no, he wants you to go over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to pretend like we're going to Gastown. So they get this giant, the tractor shovel thing just into the ground as a...
to kick up the dust.
Ah,
man.
God, it rules. The only criticism I have.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is, like, the only criticism that I have about
Where was Max? No, it's Mad Max, not Mad Lady.
Well, Max was. He pops up.
I know. Yeah, I was there for that.
The can of beans.
He's just watching, being like, fuck, she lost her arm. Oh, literally, not my business.
Damn right. Changed nothing else but the Jack character.
Yeah.
They just called him Max as a bit of a fuck you to everyone else.
We were discussing that because you had voiced this.
Yeah. I just think I'd be like, you know what? Fuck you.
Well,
fuck
at first
all
I
your
was
bullshit.
Like, that wouldn't make sense. But then I'm like, well, if just as a way to be like, there's no chronology. Don't worry about it.
And then, his name's Max. And somewhere, at one point, someone's, you're a pretty mad bastard. just to confuse
just
people.
Just to
more.
Throw everybody
off. Just to be like,
off.
Do you give a shit about like continuity? Shut up.
And then, shut
it's,
up.
It's funny to do that. And then still have, because Max is in the movie.
Yeah. Funny to have him.
Yes.
Well, initially in Fury Road, I remember before that movie came out, they were like, obviously Tom Hardy will be playing Mad Max, but we are going to have another character played by Mel Gibson called like the Warrior or something.
Yeah.
So they never really cared about the continuity overall.
Well, yeah, because it was all lots and lots of like speculation and theories about like Tom Hardy can't be Max because Max would be 60 or something because there's like they established this is like 45 years after the apocalypse but the apocalypse happens in between Mad Max 1 and 2.
Like Mad Max 1 is watching like the news
TV. Absolutely.
But then this also opens with it's always super distracting and funny to hear both Australian birds in sound effects.
Yes, absolutely.
And also Australian voices on a phone because you get like, hey, before you get like the 911 call, you get the 000, which is our emergency number if you're not listening from Australia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like hearing the actual recorded message from a 000 call is like, what the fuck? We're in Australia, maybe.
It makes sense.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of, at the very start of the movie, it establishes where Fury Road and the Wasteland is in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which then also, if you're unfamiliar with the map of Australia or even the geographical
layout of the
setup of Australia, if they do make another Mad Max movie, and they will if you fucking see
it. You've got to see it. If you don't see it, we're not getting another one. George Miller's 79,
guys. Come on, guys. Come on.
Come on, dude.
Do you want another Happy Foot? No. You want another Mad Max?
It would be awesome if George Miller was like, I'm making Happy Foot. Like, do you mean Happy Feet 3?
He's like, no.
Wrong.
I'm making Happy Foot. Because he has an interview also where he's like, if you ask me to make another Happy Feet 3, and you put a gun to my head, I'd say pull the trigger. I have no ideas for Happy Feet 3.
That's awesome.
It reveals that the Wasteland is in the middle of Australia, which is very deserty already.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's where Uluru is, basically. Yeah. So there's nothing stopping another Mad Max film from being set in, like, Victoria or New South Wales or somewhere
on the coast. Yeah.
That is, like, all built up.
What's happening in the Gold Coast, dude? Oh, my God.
Go to the theme parks. Yeah. What are the theme parks doing?
Oh, man. Oh, dude.
Imagine the Warlord has taken over Dreamworld. Oh, the dream.
Yeah.
Oh, I could call himself.
We are the Warner Brothers.
I'm not job movie world.
We're mates. We're going to go take down the dream.
Oh, that would rock, dude.
Who's the dream? And then it fucking opens up with the Dreamworld logo just falling down.
Yeah.
Crocodiles are running through.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Fucking SeaWorld. Everyone's eating the dolphins for meat. That would kick so much ass.
God damn it.
It's just so it's nice
and
to watch a movie.
Sons of bitches, because you're not going to see this fucking
because everybody wants to go see Deadpool or whatever.
You pieces of shit.
You're not seeing Furiosa, and it's so good, man. It's like fucking, all the dialogue is incredible. Chris Hemsworth's talking like Wasteland Shakespeare for most of it. It's fuck. It rocks. Have you got any criticisms? Obviously, Sam, I do appreciate that if they were like, "Hey, fuck you." There's no chronology to this.
But I did like
Pretoria Jack as a character.
I really liked him. He was great, man. And I liked that they didn't do the whole like, you need like the big mentor, and now we're gonna have a montage. I like that. There's the moment where it's like, "Hey, here I can help you. Don't tell me anything. Whatever."
Yeah.
Smash cut. New chapter.
And you're like, 40 days war also isn't shown, which is funny.
Yeah, they're like, "Don't worry about it." You don't need it. Absolutely.
It's Furiosa's story, and that shit's just happening in the background. It's the same with that time jump.
Yeah, and the same with the when Jack dies.
Yeah.
It's just like you don't see it.
Yeah.
It's heavily implied, and then it just, you know.
It's kind of like, use common. He was dragged by a motorbike for what seems like a full day
while dogs ate him.
So he's probably dead, I would reckon.
It's not good what happened to him.
Yeah.
That was, they just drive up this.
Dementis in his, like, all-terrain vehicle, driving up an incredibly steep slope, and then all of his guys on motorbikes just fucking it up.
Because they can't chase him. Scared. That scene where they're trying to get away. They're trying to run away, as in, like, Furiosa and Jack are trying to run away because they're trying to get to the green.
Mm-hmm.
Dementis's goons and him don't know that.
No.
They just think that they're going to go and like inform Morton Joe and that.
Yeah.
So then they're chasing them. It was so fucking good. And then it's filmed because you're like, it's scary.
He's so scary.
He's a big fucking monster truck and there and this. And you're like, oh no.
There's that bit where the monster truck that he's driving gets one of its wheels up in the back of their car.
Yeah.
And it really has the vibe of someone grabbing someone to pull the back. It's just so exciting. Yeah. And like, again, it's not like Fury Road.
Yeah.
But from the moment Fury Road begins, and your heart's just going, because it's.
These motherfuckers can't stop driving or they'll die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have that quite, it's not quite as high octane, but I think it's like it's a more thoughtful story. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Someone far more clever than me posted on the internet. Can't remember who it was or where I saw it. Probably Letterboxd was like, it's crazy that the prequel to Fury Road just turns Fury Road into the coda of a different story.
Yeah.
It's just like,
it's crazy. It's just like, and then this happened.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is kind of how it all wraps up. But
really cool.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm trying to think of any other like criticism.
What did you think about this? Because a lot of people said that it doesn't look as nice as Fury Road. A lot of people were like the CGI is worse.
I think that it's just not as greedy as Fury Road, which therefore means that I think people are thinking it looks bad. Because like I know that it's going to sound weird. Like with action pieces, if you add more blood or don't cut away as much. Mm. It kind of, for some reason, provided it's not obviously very obviously CGI blood.
Yeah.
Things like that, or like showing arm breaks or showing limbs being torn off or showing people being torn apart by bullets and stuff like that, which Fury Road does a lot more than this. That usually makes action pieces look like your brain is like, oh, that's more realistic or whatever. But I think that also most of it looked pretty similar to Fury Road.
Yeah, I agree.
When was the last time you saw Fury Road?
Probably a while. Probably would have been years.
Yeah,
I saw it earlier this year again.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, the CGI, some of the stuff, not good.
Yeah,
there is a moment where I'm like, did this come out in the time when 3D cinema was just at its peak? Because there is a moment.
Yeah,
when
is that where
like
the guitar flies, yeah, it flies screen, out? Yeah.
And it, look.
Which is also in the credits for this movie.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I loved it then.
Of course.
And I loved it now. But to say that, like, well, the CGI.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so at all. No. I could see. I think people are just confused or thrown off when something's very vibrant.
Yeah.
And this is a very bright movie. It's colorful. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I think maybe that sort of.
I loved the final showdown between Furiosa and Dementis when she's like, he wakes up and he tries to drink some water and realizes like, well, he could have got in the middle of the night. And then the whole. The bit with her and the fucking car she stole off Scrotus. Oh,
so good.
And she's inching forward and he then goes, then she backs up and then it's just a little.
Oh, I liked his line where he's like, oh, you've come to. God, it's so what does good. He say? He's like, have you come to kill me or are you the other thing? Which is just such a cool, like, man, so good. Mm. I saw a lot of people as well being like, not a lot of people, but I did see some people being like, we never get to see how she became so trusted by Morton Joe, which I think is crazy because she killed the guy that blew up both Gastown and the port.
Are you dumb as shit?
Like, I don't.
How much context do you need?
Yeah, do you
think
she's trusted by Morton Joe?
And what, Joe, already?
Yeah.
Like, so when the Bullet Farm shit goes to hell,
yeah,
she at that point is already very trusted by Morton Joe.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And then she kills his greatest enemy.
Mm. But the only...
You don't see it,
though. You don't see it.
He doesn't say.
He doesn't turn to the camera and be like, I trust her now.
Yeah, now that my enemy is dead, she is my right-hand person.
Like, the only criticism in that, in like, I'm trying to think, like, oh, yeah, I don't understand. Yeah. How do you understand? But it's like, okay, so yes, Morton Joe has the whole, like, we can make this deal, but yeah. I want her.
Yeah.
And so he gets her off Dementis,
mm-hmm.
and then she becomes part of his harem, as mm-hmm. it were. And then
his wives. Many mothers?
Many mothers.
Yeah.
And then, yes, then she escapes,
mm-hmm.
but, like, still remains in the Citadel.
Yeah.
And it's never shown, so I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, what
I can't use my thinky brain to have a think about what could have happened in the meantime.
The movie gives you a little bit, which is... She disguises herself as just a regular
schmo. But you never see a Morton Joe be like, where is that wife of mine?
I guess never mind. Mm. I really liked it because she disguises herself as a war boy. And you get this, you're like, part of you maybe is like, well, why does nobody realize? Why is nobody like this extremely effeminate war boy? Maybe that's the escape girl. But I think that really works because it shows you how disposable the war boys are.
Yeah.
That nobody's ever having a close enough look to care.
Yeah.
The closest you get is when they're building the first war rig and Rictus Erectus is like, and then the other one's like, motherfucker, we got to build a war rig.
And they just
move on from it. Because it wouldn't matter.
So many red herrings, all kind of stuff. The whole like, oh yeah, because Rictus, you know, you saw that tattoo of the stars. That's how she's going to get found out. No, shut up. Yes. That's the arm that gets taken, you fucking idiot.
That's right.
Fuck off. I will.
I didn't even realize that was the arm that got took. Of course.
Yeah.
How beautifully symbolic. How
beautiful.
That's good stuff, dude.
Right.
That's so good stuff. Man,
it's good. It's hard to talk about for too long because it's just really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh god. Yeah. Because it's like it gets damaged, sure, but she's the one that tears it away.
She's the one that cuts it off.
So she's got to kind of cut. Oh god, it's so good.
It's awesome, dude. And then that ties into the end when Dementis is being like, I can't give you back your past. It's gone.
You can't unkill someone.
Yeah, exactly. The past is gone. You can kill me. It doesn't mean shit.
God, that bit was so
good.
You're
still going to be full of anger and...
Yeah.
Hey, I'm angry too. My family were killed also. Can't do jack shit about it.
And then he has a little seizure thing. But he's like,
is he dead?
I'm like, what's happened? Did she just give him a brain injury?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He's just a bit sick
because he's been hit in the head heaps, I guess.
He's a big piece of shit. Okay, whatever. And then just like, you know.
And then he's like, oh, I know who you are now.
Yeah. Oh, you're a little deep.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you were my kid.
That scene was also so good.
Oh, when he's like, this is my kid. And she's like, I'm not his kid. And he's like,
are you his? That's so fucking funny. And then, the whole bit where he's got like, Morton Joe's brother.
Yeah.
With that big spear against his head.
I forgot about that.
And then he's like, you hold it. And then Rictus Erectus, dumbest cunt alive. Boo! Straight through his head. Oh, dead or fucked up.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Such a good scene.
Oh, dead.
Oh, man. I just like every character.
Oh, his nipples.
Oh, yeah, he gets his nipples shredded. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's great.
So good.
It's so good, man.
And then the bit, when they get raided. I'm hoping that this episode, I mean, it already has.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like, oh, remember this bit? Remember this bit?
Of course.
But yeah, that bit in the gas town where there's like, he's like snipering them all. And like, where is he? And so then the Mentus gets that one guy of his to like.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then shoots him. With a rocket launcher. Over.
It was really nice to see. I think it did like the right things for a prequel, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it didn't. You know, like, I don't know, you think about, like, a prequel, what I keep going back to, which is an old movie now, but Solo, right?
Yeah.
Where like, you want to know why his name's Solo.
No, yeah. I don't. No.
I get it, everybody. That's what you're wondering. It's because he's so lonely.
Yeah, because his name's Jost Han, but he needs a
family.
He needs a fucking last name to join the Imperials, so he's now Han Solo.
Yeah. I
should have called him Han John. Han.
Han, no mates. Bang.
Yeah.
I know. You're curious about why does Han Solo want to make love to his ship? Because there's a sexy lady AI in it.
Yeah. That doesn't talk in the later movies.
I never, for what?
That is my big question when I watch Star Wars. Hey, why isn't he fucking his ship?
Yeah, he could be fucking this ship.
You know, we can all see the sexual tension between him and his ship.
Yeah.
So why is he not fucking his ship?
God, I hope they make a movie that explains that.
God, I can't wait.
But yeah, so that's kind of, I feel like, what a lot of prequels give you is answers to questions you never had. And this movie doesn't answer questions.
No.
Because that's not really what it's concerned with. It
doesn't give you, like, an Immortan Joe origin. No.
It doesn't give you anything you didn't know from Fury Road about Furiosa.
Yeah, it shows Furiosa being kidnapped from the Green Place, which we knew happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not about that.
And then a story.
Yeah, it's just telling a very good story, which, if anything, it gives you an idea of, like, the emotional state she's in by the beginning of Fury Road.
Yeah, I really like that they didn't try and say, you know, one, you could imagine this in either the writer's room of, like, maybe a lesser filmmaker.
Yeah.
To be like, well, you know, we need another person she can bounce off or another, like, you know, another person there. And that could have easily been Immortan Joe.
Yeah,
that could have easily been a young Immortan Joe.
Absolutely.
That she has to work together with and then eventually, you know.
And then he'll get shocked by a machine and get old and sick.
Yeah. Good idea. No. Write this down.
Write it down.
Shocked
by a machine.
But you can kind of clearly see that there was, you know, there could have been a terrible story there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just like, oh, they're going to try and redeem Immortan Joe or something like that. Yeah. But they're like, no, he's still exactly like, you know, a big piece of shit. And she's just got to choose the lesser of two evils right now.
Well, absolutely. And to be fair, Dementus is actually less of a piece of shit than Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just, he shows way more mercy, is just generally nicer.
Yeah.
Than Joe.
I think he's just a different kind of maniac.
Yeah. I would say, see, Immortan Joe, he's at least, he's thinking.
Yeah. Dementus ain't thinking.
Dementus just fucking vibing, dude.
Yeah.
He wants Gastown. He gets Gastown. He doesn't really want Gastown.
No, because he wants the Citadel. Right?
Well, even then, but like he's like even any position of power, it's just the next. It's his next stepping stone.
Yeah,
it's like
feeling
from one thing to the other. Which he's like in his little speech at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Where he's like, I'm doing the same thing, dude.
I want to feel something.
Yeah. And if you kill me, that's awesome. Actually, then I'm at least done with this.
So when he gets Gastown, like it's just he takes over Immortan Joe's brother's, you know, the mural where he's just painted everything.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Terribly or whatever. He doesn't give a shit. And he has no control over anything.
Yeah.
And he's just like, whatever.
Just keeps recruiting more boys.
Yeah. And then he takes on the bullet farm for no real reason.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's in his head. He's like, I'll have all the power. But he didn't run Gastown.
No. And it's just like, what do you do with the power, Dementus? Nothing.
I really like as well that Dementus is a bad guy. He's one of the villains of the movie. But if you believe his backstory, he was just a guy who lost his kids and stuff in the wars.
Mm. Who has a high pain tolerance.
And he was like, all right. And he became a bloodthirsty, torturing warlord.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like the movie doesn't go, oh, well, he was born evil or whatever. Yeah. He's like, well,
this is the wasteland. It's,
you can't really be a good guy in the wasteland.
The cannibals that were trying to, like, basically eat Furiosa.
Yeah, that's right. What, you're the ones with the maggot? I didn't think they were cannibals. I thought they were maggot farmers.
The maggot farmers,
Yeah.
They, like, would have, I mean, they might eat the. I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't eat the meat, but it seemed like they were farming maggots to eat.
Well,
they're confirmed.
Because she's scraping the maggots off.
Yeah.
So I was assuming that was what you ate in the Citadel if you weren't Immortan Joe or one of his cronies. Nasty, dude.
Yeah.
I'd rather eat the human blood and lizard sausage.
Yes!
Dementis gets to eat. Sausages survived.
Angus Sampson. Oh, what a guy. Oh,
so good. The organic mechanic. Fucking loved him, dude. A crazy thing about this movie is how much it ties into the Mad Max video game from 2015.
Yeah.
One of the...
After George Miller had created...
Recently was like, yeah, I didn't love that. I would like Hideo Kojima to make my Mad Max movie.
And also... He was working on the game as well and left.
Yeah. Oh.
He was just like...
The games get such a funny history where they were like, yeah, everyone will have American accents. And people were like, even Max? And they're like, yeah, it doesn't matter. And they were like, I think it might a bit. And so they, at the like last second, got an Australian voice actor to come in and do all of Max's lines, but 99% of the other characters
are American,
which is very funny.
Who decide that?
I don't know. Rocksteady, I think, who made the game.
Did Rocksteady make it?
I'm pretty sure.
What the fuck?
I think it's a Rocksteady game. I might be wrong in that.
From Bebop?
Yeah, Bebop and Rock, the Rhino Man.
Yeah.
No, because it plays very similar to the Arkham games. All the combat's extremely similar. Uh-huh. There's a couple of people in this, a couple of Wasteland crews that I don't think were in Fury Road. Maybe they were.
Scrotus.
Well, Scrotus, is Scrotus from Fury Road or is he from the game?
He's
in the game.
Rectus is in
Fury Road. Yeah. The Buzzards, which I think were guys that hid under the sand and then burst out on motorbikes, I think were in this movie that were in the game otherwise, which is just crazy. That's just like such a weird bit of continuity. Another cool thing that I think maybe is, again, like there's no chronology to this movie, so it might not be true.
Yeah.
Mm. But in Fury Road, there's a scene where the war rig gets stopped by motorbikes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's cool because you could make the logical assumption that those are the remnants of Dementis's gang.
Yeah.
That because it's a whole motorbike gang that he has.
Yeah.
There's some of them still out there, I guess. And it's just cool to imagine that those are the same guys eking out a living out there in the desert. Or maybe the Octoboss's guys. They were motorbike guys too.
Yeah. There's a couple of motorbike guys out there.
Some great names in like the game at least. I mean, in just all of Mad Max. Like, he's got Pink Eye, Top Dog, Crow Dazzle.
I would say that
Crow Dazzle.
Crow Dazzle is the only one out of those that actually sounds like a Mad Max name.
Yeah. Pink Eye.
Pink Eye could.
You got Toe Jam.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on now.
And it's shit in your eye.
Yeah.
You imagine you're a war boy, you get shit in the eye. I'm calling you Pink Eye. You get Pink Eye? Maybe you're Pink Eye.
I think Pink Eye would have to have something else to be a Mad Max name. It would have to be Pink Eye something.
Nah, because you got Toe Jam.
Yeah.
Pink Eye. Scrim.
Yeah, maybe he's a last one.
Pink Eye Scrim.
You got Tenderloin? What a great name.
Tenderloin, yeah. Ribeye. Any cut of meat.
Mm. Yeah.
Slab could be a Mad Max.
Breast.
Breast! Oh, breast is good. Imperator breast.
I'm just thinking Imperator breast or chicken breast.
Chicken breast. Chicken breast.
It would be like chicken breast.
Yeah, chicken breast. Chicken breast feels like a guy you get out to do something.
Yeah.
You go, chicken breast!
Actually, no.
The gate! And then he climbs out of a hole.
No. You're telling me there is definitely 100% at least one motherfucker who's called Red Rooster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Red Rooster.
Red Rooster, and he's fucking. Oh, we've got Ripper Roll over here.
Yes, dude. Mm. Zinger Burger.
Yeah. Someone who I think has been a guest on this show before, but is definitely part of the Sandspence Network, Handsome Tom Reed, was put on the spot in a different podcast to do, AFL one, How Gets Footy, to come up with a Mad Max name, and he came up with Asswipe Crackhead. He was like, yeah, if I was in Mad Max, my name wouldn't be Tom, it would be Asswipe Crackhead.
It's just so...
not quite right.
No, like, it's not... It's not wrong.
Well, yeah, but it's...
But it's not right.
It's good because you can tell the way he said it, crackhead, you were like, oh, like... People that are tweaking crackheads, but no. He went ass crack.
Ass crack head.
Yeah. Or like you're cracking your, like, oh, I'm going to crack some heads.
I'm going to crack some ass. Yeah.
I'm going to crack some ass. Time to crack some ass.
I'm thinking like, something like Struth.
Oh, yeah, Struth's good.
Yeah.
Rump.
You do the classic, like, oh, it's Flamin' Galah. Kind of thing.
Flamin' Galah would be crazy because are there Galahs left? We've kept Flamin' Galah, but removed from the animal.
We know we got lizards, although
crows too.
Not crows. We didn't get any like two-headed lizards this time.
No, that's true.
But yeah, I'm sorry, like
kangaroo. I think in the credits they said that one of the groups of Wastelanders were called the Kanga somethings, which is cool.
I'm sure they'd be like, you know, little bits and pockets of
critters
that have been fucked up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, yeah, wallaby is around, but not the wallaby we know.
I really like
that. No one's name is Anus.
That's a good one. You could take that.
You could take it.
Johnny Anus.
I think I would like one that's a title, like the Hole Boy or something. And I think I would like to be one of those wastelanders that's living in a hole and you're like, is that his house?
Like the hole people outside the Citadel.
No, but I don't want to be, those guys are maggot farming. I want to be.
Not all of them.
Yeah, that's true. But I want to be like, you go, Hole Boy, the flag! And then I click. And scurry back to my hole.
You make that noise?
Yeah.
Do you talk as well?
No. I got my tongue got bit out by crows. But I love it in my hole.
He loves it there.
And I seem to
His
really
His tongue got bit out by crows when he was trying to open mouth kiss him.
You're a cockney. That's
he got lost.
Survived. He got lost.
He got lost on the way.
Still in Australia.
Yeah. Cool. Blimey. I got one of them time ships. Poor boy, Mother England, because I got caught stealing a loaf of bread.
That's funny to imagine a British person who's like, because it's multiple generations.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm keeping the accent.
Yeah.
I will not let
here
it
he comes.
Go.
Here comes expat. Come on.
Max has a fucked up accent.
Yeah, he does.
Max.
Really
I guess he kind of just talks like a dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
Max is...
I reckon maybe you like a title, but like kind of how Dementis has Dr. Dementis.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he has a PhD or his doctorate from anything.
I think you might be right.
So I don't know.
Dr. Anus.
Ooh, okay.
What Dr. about Anus? The wet dentist?
Wet dentist is good.
Yeah. I'm thinking like, I don't know, like a senior engineer. Oh, senior vice president. Senior vice president Struth.
Oh, that's good.
What about the anal dentist?
Okay. The anal dentist. That makes, this is what I assume your job is.
Uh-huh.
I assume constipation runs rampant in Wasteland.
We don't really, like, we have, yes, we've got you know, the black thumbs because they work with oil. We also then have the organic mechanics because they deal with
They're the surgeons.
They're the kind of, you know, the GP of it all.
The Wasteland,
also the surgeons. So I guess, yeah, everything that comes there back to, like, orifices, we're like... Dental work.
Yeah.
If it's a hole, you get a dentist.
Yeah. You got hearing dentists, ass dentists.
The ass dentist.
That's awesome, dude.
All this blood sausage really backing me up.
It's made my guts hurt.
Oh, boy. Go get your ass dentist.
Actually, I only know how to pull the flag. I can't do that.
You raise the flag, just his ass dentist.
You see it.
Yeah. Senior engineer Struth, go get the ass dentist.
Are you going to help Vice President Struth with his constipation? But I imagine that's quite a high-level position.
To be the ass dentist.
You've got to find something to make yourself invaluable.
Yeah, exactly. You mastered the ass. As no one else did.
I did master the ass.
Exactly. You got a big tattoo of two cheeks on
Yes!
A whole diagram. Yeah.
Exactly. You going too quick or too slow? Not enough? Or maybe you just got one of them weird growths.
Yeah.
Arse dentist will sort you right out, mate.
Get the arse dentist on it, We keep going English for some reason.
Yeah.
We are Australian.
Well, yeah, because I guess if we want to put on an accent, we're already doing it.
We're already doing it, but you got to go more like that.
Yeah, you got to go more, well, you know.
Get the arse dentist.
Get that one. Mate. Get the arse dentist. Can you do like that more Australian waspy accent?
Get the arse dentist.
Yeah, that one's kind of, it's kind of a bit lost, isn't it? You don't really hear that one.
Could somebody get me the arse dentist, please?
Could someone get the arse dentist?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Can somebody get the arse dentist? I'm really becked up.
Oh,
I haven't.
Hole boy, raise the flag. Raise the flag, hole boy.
I'm still like a grub, you know.
Yeah.
That's the arse dentist.
I do love those characters in Mad Max that don't seem to. You're like, I can't imagine you living a regular life.
Yeah.
You do seem to exist for one function and one function alone.
Well, that's part of why it's awesome.
Yeah.
There's no character, main, secondary, background, cameo that doesn't seem fully fleshed out.
Yeah, absolutely.
You see a guy in the background,
he's all fucked up
and awesome.
Absolutely. And like every character, even those characters that get like a couple of scenes, you still can extrapolate so much about them.
Mm.
Like the bomby knocker guy
who
ends up dead with the cabbages.
Yeah.
Rest in peace. But you're from him, you're like, this guy, I know two things about him. One, he's a war boy, and two, motherfucker
wants to get that bomby knocker.
He's got that job,
and
he's so desperate to do it.
Yeah,
I love there's a little bit of characterization. When Furiosa's like the bomby knocker, it's almost like he's so surprised that it's going to happen. That because he asks for, he's like, really? Like, oh my god, it's my time. Then he gets shot and dies with the characters.
Yeah, that's
but
sad.
Such a that character I already know so much about from so little.
I also like the war boy that's just got like a big arrow in his head.
Yeah, a bit of shrapnel.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a drill bit, and he's like, am I dead and in Valhalla? They're like, what the fuck is that?
And he's like, oh, went for the Citadel. Where's that? That way, maybe?
Come with me.
I love the way they use the things is like so much like confidence, but also questioning everything.
Absolutely.
And he's just happy to be there.
Yeah.
Like he's going there. He's amongst Dementus. And Dementus
just kind of joins Dementus' crew.
I'm gonna take down your Citadel. He's there being like, all right.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Because I guess you kind of get the implication that the war boys, everybody has so little of an education.
Yeah.
And they're just like, he's like, I don't know. Could get the Citadel.
He seems so happy and jolly to be there.
They've got resources aplenty. He's like, what's that?
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's a lot of stuff.
It's an abundance of things.
What's an abundance?
What's an abundance?
I don't know what that means. It's so good, man. I loved it. I really, really enjoyed it. I don't think I've had like as enjoyable an experience as that at the cinema in ages.
Yeah.
You know? I just had a great time. I think it's really worth your while to go and see it.
Yeah, and it's worth our while for you to go see it too, so we get another one. Because George Miller's been like, I want to make a companion to this, basically. That's also a prequel to Fury Road. But it'll only get made if Furiosa does well, because then that means people want more Mad Max.
Mm. Yeah,
and that movie is Max leading up to Fury Road. Mm.
And I've heard that initially after Fury Road, Tom Hardy signed on for actually two more films.
Yeah.
So theoretically, there was Furiosa, Mad Max the Wasteland, which is the prequel to Fury Road, and then an extra film that we know nothing about.
Yeah.
So, but George Miller is 79.
Yeah.
He's not getting any younger.
He's 79 years old, and he has made, I think, 11 feature-length films.
Yeah.
I don't know if I know he's got another two in him, but he probably has one.
He probably has at least one in him. By all accounts, filming these movies is hell.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to be like having a bad time. Yeah. Like in Fury Road.
You know they filmed Fury Road chronologically, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Which meant that if the movie was like, oh, we're going back somewhere, they were like, we need to build the set again. Because we didn't film it in the same day, which is what you do. Because like in a regular movie, you'd be like, all right,
there's
fucking 8 scenes in the Batcave.
Mm-hmm.
Let's film all 8 now.
And then we're done.
Rolls. Yeah.
Not George Miller, dude.
So he's like, well, this scene's set in the Citadel, and the next scene's on the road, so we'll film that next. And then they come back to the Citadel, so we're going to film another Citadel scene. So
that's awesome.
Everyone get made up again.
Back to it.
Yeah, because after it all, before Fury Road came out, Tom Hardy and Charlize Theron were like, I hated every second.
Yeah,
it was working awful on this fucking set, and I hate it. I understand it. We're filming in like bright lights, and everything sucks. It's hot.
Yep.
And then they went and came out, and they were like, I would like to apologize.
Yes, actually, the movie rocks.
It's so good. I did not see his vision, and my God, that vision is beautiful.
Charlize Theron called Tom Hardy a cunt on set and screamed at him because he was just like, whatever, I can do whatever I want. And she was like, I'll kill you, you piece of shit.
I think
you're wrecking this movie. And then recently he came out and he was like, in hindsight, she was right and I was wrong.
I could have been a better
He was like, I was I was too inexperienced to realize what the fuck was going on. And I sucked.
Yeah. And then this one, Anna Taylor-Joy was just like, I also too had a bad time.
Yeah.
Don't ask me that. I will answer that in several years from now.
Yeah,
she did also say that she loved working with George Miller and that they kept getting stuck in a thing of, like, George Miller would be like, how about this? And she was like, how about this extra fucked up thing? And George Miller would be like, whoa!
Wasn't there something that she really pushed for? Fuck, I wish I could remember what it was. With Dementus, where she's like, I reckon she should do this to him. And George Miller was like, and she's like, no, it'll be good. And then they did it. They filmed it, but it got cut from the final movie. Something like tearing his tongue out, maybe?
Well, they say in the movie, like, she rendered him silent and then just stood there for the whole day with him.
True. So I guess that happens. We just don't see it.
Yeah.
Which I think is awesome. It does seem like there was a real back and forth between them. And I like that Dementus became a tree. Or maybe not. It's great.
I love the ending.
She planted that seed in him.
Good.
Yeah. It's great. God, and it's funny, you know, with the chronology thing, people are like, oh, well, they're actually meant to be like stories, mm-hmm. which yes, Fables. But also like it's you, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? You don't have to think about it. The movie doesn't have to fit into a box.
Yeah,
You can just enjoy it as it is and be like, "That was great." You know, that's fine.
Is there anything you didn't like?
No. It's not pretty really. Close to a 5-star movie for me.
Yeah, me too. I'm trying to think if there's anything that I was like, oh, that could have been...
Yeah. Genuinely, no. I'm like, I can't.
I mean, this isn't really like, a complaint. Yeah. I do wish it was a little bloodier.
Yeah.
Like, it just feels like that... Not necessarily... Just that, like, they didn't... It felt like the violence was there, but they didn't back it up with actual, like, blood and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, you still do see a loose amputated arm and nipples getting torn off and fucking... It is still violent.
No, but I know what you mean. It's not quite as full-on, maybe, as Fury Road
I like was. My action movies to be very visceral.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you don't have to make them like that. I also really like movies that aren't visceral.
Yeah, absolutely.
Toy Story 2 is a classic for a reason.
Could have had a little bit more toy
death. A little bit of more toy There's blood in
petite.
It.
I that's the only thing I can be like, I wanted more.
Yeah,
I
want absolutely.
I
yeah,
want
me too.
A feast.
Yeah, I want
in this world.
Let me just live
realm.
in the Mad
well,
Max.
Well, you've
setting.
Got another 4 Mad Max movies, so that's something.
Yeah,
I
guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all the same though.
Yeah.
It does George Miller have any like sort of a I guess a protege?
Yeah, someone in this
I don't think
like,
so.
You know,
if he dies, is it going to be someone else to step up? Yeah, but it'll probably be fucking like J.J. Abrams.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd be laughing.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, wow, they wrecked this movie.
No, they made it bad. Okay. Yeah, because who is... Because look, J.J. Abrams, you know, he's very good at emulating a style that isn't really his.
Yes.
He's very good at doing Spielberg. And I guess, okay, doing Lucas.
Yeah.
So, yeah, who would be a good mimic for Miller's work?
He's such a unique...
Oh, they'll give it to the fucking... the Fall Guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The one who also directed Deadpool and Atomic Blonde and what's his name? David Leitch and Bullet Train.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. It'll suck. It would be bad, but that's who you give it to.
Yeah.
But also, the Fall Guy just bombed, so maybe David Leitch's career is dead.
Yeah.
Is he Australian?
You know what? He might actually. I might be thinking of someone else, but I feel like that's someone that worked on. John Wick or something like that,
is
which
Australian.
Is where David Leitch goes start. Is Australian.
Yeah, you do need that little Australian touch.
Oh, absolutely.
But also, what Australian director is going to get given a $150 million budget anytime soon?
Yeah, maybe Screen Australia will help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. It's us. We're directing it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I've never directed a movie before.
Me neither.
What's a camera?
I legitimately wouldn't even know where to start.
Tom Hardy. Be Mad Max.
We're going to show a lot of nuts in this movie.
It's going to be the first movie with full penetration. Okay. Tom Hardy, thank you for taking my call. I need to explain a character that we have. He's called the Anal Dentist.
We actually have crossed it out. We've written the Ass Dentist.
Sorry, Ass Dentist.
The Ass Dentist, a Mad Max saga.
Huh? We want you to play the titular Ass Dentist.
Not Max.
Oh,
what?
We'll put you on hold.
Hang on.
And then we just press beep and it's not for you. Yeah. It's okay. We're on mute. We're not on mute.
Did he play Max?
Who's Max?
Is Max a title or a job?
I thought his name was Mad.
Like a Mad Dog?
Yeah.
Was that a drink at one point?
I don't know.
Oh,
Mad
fuck.
Dog, isn't that either a rapper or a serial killer?
Tom, we'll call you back.
We get confused. We start having another discussion. Yeah. We go get Slurpees.
So let's make bones, too.
What is it called when you have depression? Was that the Mad Dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got the Mad Dog.
He's got the Mad Dog on his back.
Well, that's so sad. Look, if George Miller doesn't make the next movie, there's not going to be a next movie.
Yeah.
And because Fury Road was already a legacy sequel, and it lit the internet on fire, but it didn't set the box office on fire, and this is bombing. So they're not going to try it again anytime soon. If anything, if George Miller dies, we'll probably get a Netflix series.
Yes. And it will be a reboot.
And it'll be set. It'll be Mad Max 1 again.
Yep.
But a Netflix series reboot that's 10 episodes. And
10 episodes of like very slick digital, you know, sets or whatever.
As the world's starting to end.
Yeah. Or animated.
Yeah.
Well, like, Furiosa was almost animated.
Yeah, but not good anime.
Kind of like the Jurassic Park kids TV show.
Yeah, like that, or like sort of
Cocoa Melon?
Transformers 1, that kind of style. Like something that you like, oh, Screen Australia didn't get involved.
Okay.
It looks like an ABC Kids show.
Okay, it makes sense.
The guy who directed fucking The Invisible Man, he's Australian.
Get him on.
Lee Whannell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe he could step into Max's directorial chair.
Yeah.
I would just like George Miller to keep doing it.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
He'll live to 110.
Yeah. He's probably got one movie left in him.
Imagine if we got his JLA.
Oh, true. I forgot he was going to do a JLA. That's crazy. It would have also had a car chase in it.
Yeah.
Babe Pig in the City has a car chase in it.
He loves car chase.
Babe Pig in the City is a dark movie, dude.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It's fucked up for that pig.
If he does another Mad Max, maybe there'll be a Babe cameo. So
yeah.
That'll be exciting.
I love that this man's career has Happy Feet, the Babe, Mad Max.
Yeah. 1,000 Years of Longing.
10,000 Years of Longing.
3,000. We're all wrong. We're all very wrong.
Lorenzo's Oil.
That's right. He made Lorenzo's Oil.
And the Witches of Eastwick.
He's had a strange career.
Anyway,
Furiosa rocks. You should see it.
Yeah.
Movie. You don't realize that you've been eating garbage.
Yeah.
Until you have a nice, well prepared meal. So go see it to remind yourself of what a good movie can be like.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
And yeah. Maybe Baseless Speculation are going to start a movement similar to what people on the internet did with The Sound of Freedom.
Yeah.
Buy 10 tickets.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just buy 10 tickets.
Mm. And then we get more Mad Max. We get at least one more.
And then you save the world and all the pedophiles are going to jail if you buy 10 tickets to Mad Max.
Yeah, buy 10 tickets to piss off the cock libs or the kids, whatever you call them, whoever you hate, if you buy 10 tickets, you're gonna do good
and you can be the change you want to see in the world, and that pedophile ring is going down.
Exactly. So buy at least 10 tickets to, if not more,
20 if you can afford it.
Dude,
well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
This has been another episode of Based Reaction. Well, I guess it'd be another episode of Baseless Speculation. Our Based Reaction. And we've been the Based Reaction boys.
Woohoo!
Furiosa rocks.
Great movie.